Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to the Seed Sowing System Movement with your host, Patrice. Coming to the mic with biblical insight and seeds of empowerment is the Seed Sowing System.
Welcome to the Seed Sowing Sister Movement on Varke, Spotify, and on all Google Podcast Radio worldwide. I'm your lead Seed Sowing Sister, Patrice. Thank you for joining me today. Have you had an opportunity to purchase your deck of the Talk to Me discussion flashcards? Make sure you grab your deck on Groupon while they're on sale with the flash sale. The goal is to strengthen families and to build better communication skills. Well, today we're jumping right into the topic, From Lost to Luxury, The Stories of the Exile. We're going to be in one of my favorite books, Ezra, chapter one. We're going to do the complete chapter today, so definitely make sure you grab your pencil, your paper, and most definitely your Bible. But before we do that, I need you to call a friend, text a friend, let everyone know that they need to first download the Bashani app so that they can get on and check me out 24 hours a day, and they can join along in this word. All right, so let's kind of jump into this. Let's do some background. Here we have the exiles that are returning back to their old home from Babylon. And the Lord is using the king of Persia of Cyrus to bring them back. This is what we're opening up into in this particular part within his first year. Verse one. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in the order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, the king of Persia, says: "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with you, and let him go to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. And the people of any place where survivors may now be living to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with free will offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the family of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors assisted them with the articles of silver and gold and with goods and livestock and with valuable gifts, in addition to all the free will offerings. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of God. Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought to Mithian, the treasurer, and counted them out to Shebazar, the prince of Judea." Here's the inventory. There were 30 gold dishes, 1,000 silver dishes, 29 silver pans, 30 gold bowls, 410 silver bowls, and other articles, the number of 1,000. And all of these, there were 5,400 articles of gold and silver. Shebazar bought all of these along with the exiles when they came up from Babylon to Jerusalem. So you're literally seeing in this particular section, the prophecy that the prophet Jeremiah spoke about them being in captivity for 70 years and now being brought back. What an amazing experience to see it foretold in Jeremiah, but to actually take place in Ezra. And now you have these people moving from where they have lost to moving on up in their luxury. Here we have them coming back in the first year of the King Cyrus of Persia. Keep in mind, the King Cyrus of Persia is not known to be a worshiper of Israel's God at all. Matter of fact, he is a king who worshiped many gods. But what I love about this story is that we get to see that when God's hand is on someone, he turns their heart to benefit their people. How many times have we ourselves seen God use our enemy or someone who does not practice the same faith that we do and turn it around for our benefit? This is literally what this story is for us. When we go to the breakdown, let's break this all the way down. When we get here, we have in the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah. So we see that first, the word of the prophet must come to pass. So we know that we cannot stop and say, oh, I don't believe what the prophet said. Whatever the word that was given to the prophet, that is a Holy Spirit led word given to the prophet, it will come to pass. And at this point, we see this word spoken by Jeremiah, and the Lord moved the heart of King Cyrus in Persia to make a proclamation. This proclamation is basically a grand announcement. Just like if you go into a wedding and you see the little girl, the little boy, and they have the bell, and they're saying, the bride is coming, the bride is coming. That's literally what we see here in this moment. We see that King of Persia is making a proclamation throughout his realm. And he is putting it in writing. In this, we see two things. Key C, one, the word of the Lord must come to pass. Two, we see key C, two, the Lord has the heart of everyone. And he has the right and the way to choose how and when he will use their heart and use them. Verse two, when we get here in King Cyrus of Persia says, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judea. Then he says, any one of his people among you, may his God be with you, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. Key C3, we have the king who clearly states that the Lord of heaven has given him kingdom authority. He has given him kingdom people. He has given him kingdom property. And he has also given him kingdom purpose. And then when we get a little further in this, we see that the Lord gives him a task. The task is to rebuild the temple of God. When you go a step further in verse three, key C4, it says, are you looking for, and I want you to think about it in your life, are you looking for a specific type of people or person to help with the plan that God wants to give you? Here's the key. While we're looking at a specific person or a specific race or color or ethnic group or religious group, God is saying, I want to use all people. He's saying, I want to do it in a way that all I'm looking for truly is a willing heart and the asset of obedient hands. So that means for us as believers, we can't go looking for just one specific type of person or behavior. We have to be looking and saying, has God given this person a willing heart and obedient hands to help me in this process? And then when we get to verse four, it says, and the people of any place where survivors, that means anywhere where these survivors of the exiles that return back, may that they had been living, they were to be provided with silver, gold, and goods, and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Now, isn't this wonderful? Imagine going from being snatched from your homeland and being literally plundered and having all your stuff taken. And when you come back to this homeland, not only are you coming back to a place that you once knew, but now you're coming back and you're being provided for than what you left with. So now you literally, what I love to say, you literally have moved on up like George and Wheezy to the Upper East Side in the place where you want to be, where the Lord has said, I want to provide for you. And he has given you newness in this process. He's given you silver and gold, goods and livestock, and freewill offerings overflowing. And all you have to do is make sure that you build the temple of God in Jerusalem. So key C5, remember, God provides. And when God provides, he provides overflow. The Lord we serve does not go in scarcity. He provides in overflow. Then when we get to verse 5, the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and priests and the priests of the Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. Let's take a minute to look at who he actually pulled from this particular group. He pulled the family heads of Judah. So remember, in the line of Judah, you had your kings. This was literally the family line of Jesus. When you get here to Benjamin, these were your warriors. These were your archers. These were your singers and your builders. These were different groups of people. And then when he gets here and he talks about the priests and the Levites, these are your musicians, your gatekeepers, your temple guards, your temple workers. He literally had pulled people from every direction to be a part of this experience. Then we get here to verse 6. All their neighbors assisted them with the articles of silver and gold and with goods and livestock and with valuable gifts. In addition to all the free will offerings, imagine coming into a place that you were drugged out of, taken as hostage, taken as a captive, and you're walking back into this, and the people who were in this area are now saying, welcome back, and I'm going to give to you until you have more than you need. So literally everywhere you go, somebody is giving you something. Every time you walked out the house, somebody is saying, here's some more gold for you. Every time you went down the street, somebody is saying, hey, take this piece of livestock, take this cow, take this whatever. Everywhere you go, you are walking into that overflow of abundance. Key seed 6, when you have the right leadership, and this is the big piece, when you have the right leadership at the helm, it leads you to the Lord. It doesn't lead you to the person. How many times have you ever been around in a place and you've seen a person saying, well, I am heavenly leadership, but they're only leading you to them or their product? The goal is not to be leading you to them. The goal is to be leading them to the Lord. Let's get to verse 7. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God. Key seat 7. When the Lord has the heart of the king, he will lead the people back to the Lord. Key seat 8. The king also gave to the temple. Isn't this amazing? Usually when people think about the temple, they just think about the people giving. But here we had a king whose heart was so on fire for God that he said, I want to put my hands to giving as well. So he literally gave as well to the temple. He didn't just say, y'all go do it. He said, we're going to give. And here's the biggest piece of this. When your leadership is giving to the Lord, your nation is blessed. When your leadership is walking in line with the Lord, your community is blessed. The question to ponder is, are you following the right leadership? Then let's go a little deeper. When we get to verse 7, there's another part that pops out. He talks about this in this section for verse 7. He says, he brought out the articles that belonged to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed it in the temple of his God. Notice this. Nebuchadnezzar was not a believer. He took these articles to be underhanded and dismined what was going on with the believers. And notice this, in King Nebuchadnezzar's time, there had been famines. He had expected to mix his God with the little g, with our God, with the big G, and get our God's heavenly results. Here's the key. You can't mix our God with anyone else or anything else and expect to get heavenly results. It doesn't work. Verse 8. Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought out to Midian, the treasurer, who counted them out to Shabazar, the prince of Jerusalem. Judea. Look at what they had as their inventory. In their inventory, they had 30 gold dishes, 1,000 silver dishes, 29 silver pans, 30 gold bowls, 410 matching silver bowls, and 1,000 other articles. In all of this, there were 5,400 articles of silver and gold, and Shabazar bought them all along with the exiles as they came up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Now you talk about an experience. Imagine going from a place as a captive and coming back free and moving into your over and abundance. And then as the midst of all of this going on, God is entrusting you to bring back, because this is a dangerous journey that they're on. They're literally being entrusted to bring back what the Lord has called them to put in this temple, in this time. And he's used the most out of the box, the most uncommon ways that you could ever imagine to get this back here. He used a king that did not subscribe to their king. He used the heart of this king to give them, take them from lack to their luxury. He used their neighbors to be the hands that gave to them, that literally were the hands that said, here, let me give to you. And these were people who did not practice that as well. And then what I loved about all of this, when the Lord had touched this man's heart, he had showed this man and the other people, when you follow me, the real God, the capital G God, I can also bless you. Let's look at the wise word. Could it be that you are looking for help and assistance from one source and the Lord is using an out-of-the-box source to help you move up, just like George and Weezy? It's time for us to stop looking at who we think is going to be the blessing and walk and flow with who is the blessing. Well, I've been Patrice. Thank y'all for joining me today. I'm looking so forward to us connecting next week. I am going to be skipping chapter 2 of Ezra, so make sure you read that chapter for yourself, because that chapter is dealing with all of the tribes and the family lines. And then we're going to be jumping right into Ezra chapter 3, the real task at hand. Don't forget, you can grab your set of the Talk to Me family discussion cards at patricebrantley.com, or you can catch them during the flash sale on Groupon. All right, well, y'all know how this goes. Let's go on out and be great, because we are great, and our greatness is now. It no longer awaits. You all have an amazing day, and make sure you tell a friend, and I'll meet you back here next week.
Join us next week for another soul-stirring set of seeds with the Seed Sowing Sista. Follow Patrice for daily seeds on our Seed Sowing Sista Facebook group.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.